Good Tuesday morning, my friends. So last week I gave you the podcast about anger, about my incident where I was mid-shower and some asshat turned off the water. And, you know, I said I went looking for my landlord, but didn't find my landlord, which was good. But I did bump into my landlord the other day. And he said how it was an emergency, which I'm not so sure about, but he said it was an emergency and therefore no message went out to anybody. He spoke about how one of the units was flooding because of something, and to be honest, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt. And that's just what I want to record a very short podcast about, is that idiom, to give a person the benefit of a doubt. And that is essentially choosing to believe or assume that their actions or their words were genuine. I choose to believe that what they did was justified, maybe, is another way of describing it. So a concession that a person or a statement must be regarded as correct or justified if the contrary has not been proven. And the contrary in this would be the contrary in this is not being able to prove it was a planned water shut off. All right, that's the contrary. And I'm unable to prove that the water was turned off intentionally or that it was planned. So he says, look, it was an emergency. Do I believe him 100%? No, absolutely not. But can I prove that it wasn't an emergency? Nope, I cannot. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I will choose to believe him. That's what I will do. All right, how can you use this in your day-to-day life? Imagine you're at work and a colleague has missed a deadline on a project. You have a choice to immediately assume that they're lazy, irresponsible. Or you can give them the benefit of the doubt. And you might be thinking, well, something bad might have happened. I know he was feeling ill yesterday. I know traffic is bad in town right now. I know blah, 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 blah. I know this person has personal issues right now that are preventing them from completing the task on time. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they were just sitting at home jerking off and that's why the deadline has been missed. I think it's a genuine reason. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Until he can explain himself, let's just believe that it's a valid reason. All right, miscommunications, another time that we can use this beautiful idiom. You receive an email from a colleague and it seems, say, too direct or very rude. And this is a common one, actually. This is a very, very common one. That's why I don't like communicating via text message or email about serious things, trivial, whatever, but not serious. And so you get an email or a text message or something, and it comes across as rude, it comes across as abrupt. And so you need to make a decision. Was the person trying to be rude, or were they trying to be nice? Was the person trying to be rude and nasty and mean, or will you give them the benefit of the doubt and understand that they didn't mean to come across that way? They didn't mean to be a dickhead, essentially. They did not intend to come across as harsh or rude, but by whatever way it is, whatever way you read the message, that's what it seems. So maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Look, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't think she meant to say what she said. And for me, that's an important one. That's a really important one for me in my field, because I'm an English language instructor. And as an English language instructor, I deal with people who maybe are lacking English at times. Maybe we'll choose some words or phrases that aren't totally natural, and as a result, it could cause tension. But I need to give my students the benefit of the doubt, always. And I let them know that it's okay to make mistakes here. It's okay to say X or Y here. This is like the testing ground. But out there, other people might not give you the benefit of the doubt. Other people might think you are harsh or you are a bit of a douchebag. But not in my classroom, because I'm aware of the situation. So there's an example at work. There is a miscommunication between you and a friend, or it could be a colleague as well. And in those in both of those examples, you need to give someone the benefit of the doubt. Now, family situations. Yes, this is one that will resonate with you, maybe. Well, resonates with me. Your sibling accidentally breaks something valuable in your home. Something that you cherish. Something that you like. Your sibling in the past has asked you to get rid of it, but you've always said no because you like it. For whatever it may be. It could be a painting, it could be a vase, an ornament of some sort. Anyways, you come home one day and you see that whatever that item is, it's broken. It's in pieces. And your sibling did it. And your sibling says they're very, very sorry. And your sibling says it was an honest mistake. I'm really, really sorry. You have a choice to believe them and thus give them the benefit of the doubt, or to accuse them of deliberately breaking the item that you like and they don't. Sure, part of them may have done it on purpose or done it intentionally, but it may have been done by accident. So that's where you need to make a decision. Do I trust this person or do I not trust this person? Was this an accident or was it on purpose? And so you will give them the benefit of the doubt. It's not as if you say to the person, oh, look, Ronan, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Because as soon as you say that, it changes the vibe. You know, if you let a person know that's what you're doing, they might not be too happy about it, because they're like, well, there's still an element of distrust in you. There's still a part of you that doesn't necessarily believe me. So you wouldn't say, I'll give him or I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. Now, you might say it to your friends. Let's imagine back to the colleague situation, the work colleague situation about a missed deadline. And maybe you're in the office with the higher ups. And the higher-ups are talking about, I don't know, John's performance at work. And John has missed another deadline. And maybe there's three senior workers there and they're wondering what to do about John. And you step in and you're like, well, look, I think we should give John the benefit of the doubt. Okay? Yes, he screwed up once or twice before, but I don't think he screwed up now. I think this is beyond his control. So I don't think he should be punished for missing this deadline. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt and see what happens in the coming weeks. If it happens again, I'm wrong and we can get rid of him. But right now, I believe the only reason he missed the deadline was for something out of his control. So you'll say it to your colleagues about a person. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. And so to bring it all back, folks, to bring it all back to me and my story, my wonderful story of my shower being cut halfway through, I did that. I decided to give my landlord the benefit of the doubt for various reasons. Number one, because it probably could have been an accident. I don't necessarily believe it. This building's a little shady at times, and to do something like that, considering it happened, what, two times this month already? So maybe I shouldn't have given him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not sure what else I could do. He did apologize, which was nice, so quite happy about that. It's probably the first apology I've ever gotten from the landlord in this building. But we do it to avoid conflict. We do it to maintain the peace almost. We do it to cultivate trust. You know, just that he says this. He knows I don't fully believe him, but I accept it. So therefore, our trust is a little more. We do it to preserve relationships. And, you know, there's no point in me having a terrible relationship with my landlord. I don't plan to live here forever, but when I live here, it's better to be on good terms rather than bad terms. And I'll be honest, the landlord is a bit rough around the edges. Oh, beautiful idiom. Rough around the edges. Write that shit down, my friends. And if a person is rough around the edges, they're kind of like hard on the outside, soft on the inside, I guess. You know, it's like they're mean and nasty, and that's what you see. But in reality, they're like a little teddy bear on the inside. So anyways, that is why I did it. And the examples I gave you of the idiom to give the benefit of the doubt would be the work setting. It could be a miscommunication in an email. It could be with a family member and them accidentally on purpose or accidentally breaking something that you love. But it was an accident, so you'll give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, I know you didn't mean to do it. I'm upset. But the intention wasn't there. Well, this was meant to be 2 minutes. And I'm approaching 11 minutes, 12 minutes now. I'm very, very sorry. I'm not very good at doing these very short, quick podcasts, am I? But I hope you enjoy. I hope you learned something. I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy. And I hope you have a absolutely wonderful day today. I'm going to drink some coffee and go for a walk. Peace out, my friends. Peace out.